Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Climber, how's that New Year's resolution coming along? You broken it yet? Or is it broken you yet? Me, I don't do New Year's resolutions anymore because I found something that gets better results, and I'm going to share it with you today on The Climb. Johnny, do that thing.
Welcome to The Climb! This is a show dedicated to helping singers, songwriters, and indie artists like you create leverage in the music business. That's what you're going to have to move it together. Proof that your song has value. Proof that your business as an artist has value. It's making money. You're getting cuts. That's what people want to see. We're all buying into small businesses now. We're not creating household names out of diamonds in the rough. It doesn't work that way. So that's why we called it The Climb, C-L-I-M-B, creating leverage in the music business. That's a backstrom from my good friend and co-host, Mr. Brent Baxter. Brent's an award-winning hit songwriter with cuts by Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, Lady A, Joe Nichols, and more. And he helps artists like you turn pro, writers like you turn pro by revealing how to write like a pro, do business like a pro, and then on the regular connects you to the pros. You can find Brent very easily at songwritingpro.com. Makes sense, right? Songwritingpro.com.
And I would like to introduce you to my co-host, Johnny Dwinnell. Johnny owns Daredevil Production. They're breaking artists digitally by identifying new fans through data. If you're an artist looking to increase your streams, blow up your video views, sell more live show tickets, and get discovered by new fans, TV, and music industry pros, then Daredevil Production can help. Daredevil has worked with multi-platinum artists like Colin Ray, Tracy Lawrence, Ty Herndon, and Andy Griggs, just to name a few. You can find Johnny at daredevilproduction.com. That's production, singular, no S, and there's no S because there is no other Johnny D.
How you living?
Oh, living moment to moment. Living in tight pants, trying to lose some weight. trying to feed my family, all that good stuff.
That's funny.
So that's how I'm living.
Living in tight pants, trying to lose some weight. Oh my gosh.
How about you, sir?
Man, I'm excited. So tomorrow, by the time this drops, I'll already be back. But tomorrow, Janelle and I are flying to Key West.
Oh, I hate that for you.
For the second annual Rock Island Fest.
Oh, there you go.
Right. And the headliner, so this is like 4 days and nothing but like hair bands. And it's so this is my mothership. This is everything I still love and love to listen to. And man, it came in with a couple surprises. Like the headliners were supposed to be Loverboy, Tesla, Enough's Enough was one of them, but that's not like the first day. So it's always like, yeah, that's the weekday, you know? Mm. And Vince Neil, right? Mm. So Vince Neil, not somebody I'm interested in seeing. And there's this other band that I didn't know of called Wigwam. Never heard of them before. Like, I know lots of bands. I had never heard of them. Well, my brother-in-law texts me because him and my sister are going too. And he's like, dude, like Wigwam evidently couldn't get in the country and they've been replaced by Lynch Mob. And I was like, no way, you know, like so. And at that, it was such breaking news. Like it was on George Lynch's Instagram page, but it wasn't even on the app yet, right? There's an app for this festival, and it's on the app now, but it wasn't like then, like a couple days ago. And then 2 hours later, Vince Neil's out, Slaughter's in. I was like, perfect. Like, this is going to be great. And on top of all that, like, playing before Tesla is Queensryche. And my boy Mike Stone plays in Queensryche. And that's like, he's our hometown hero. Yeah. You know, he taught me guitar. And my first sort of live gig I sort of had was like opening up for his band, Black Diamond, back in the day. And
yeah.
So, you know, it's every time he comes through town, we get together. And at least I get to hug on his neck or whatever if they're in and out, which is usually the case. But
yeah.
So it's just going to be, it can be a really good time, man. Like, awesome. A lot of margaritas and hair bands.
Well, cool. It'll probably be windy and cold here. Yeah. So have fun.
Well, it's going to be 75 down there, baby. Okay. Cloud in the sky. Come on.
So what do we got? A little business. I guess what we're talking about today. So let's see. This is supposed to drop February 7th. So if it drops on time. And so that means most of you have already broken your New Year's resolutions, or you're hitting the thick of it going, you know, the gym's about ready for you to thin out, you know, exactly. Yeah. You know, this is where the gym starts getting empty again, that kind of stuff. And I was thinking about New Year's resolutions for obvious reasons this time of year, and just started figuring out, it's like, you know, I don't do resolutions. I have something that I think is getting better results. And so it's a process. I think process beats resolution. And so I'm going to dive into some of that today and how it can help you on your songwriting journey. So.
Killer. Well, before you do that, let's take care of a little business. Join the Climb community on Facebook if you have not yet. It's facebook.com/groups/theclimbcommunity. So if you know how to spell those three words, you can ask to be let in. Mm-hmm. You have to ask. We let everybody in. And man, this is all singers, songwriters, indie artists, indie musicians, like supporting each other, helping each other. This is a great place to, like, when we find important articles and stuff, that's information that we think would be valuable to your cause, we put it in the feed. Other people, when they see that, they put it in the feed. Mm-hmm. But we want to know about your gigs, but it's on a specific post. We want to know about your new music that you released. That's on a specific post. And also your wins. Like, tell us about your wins. So we share those. Brent, what do we got coming up today?
Yeah, we have a couple wins, and that's a New Heights. So every Wednesday we post a New Heights. We've got a picture of a mountain in the Climb community, and that's where we encourage you to share your wins so we can find it and so we can celebrate with you. And people do, which is great. So this is from climber Kerry Edwards. So this one is kind of funny. Oh, no, actually, I already read that a couple weeks ago. Let's see, a couple episodes ago. We do these in bulk. All right, so let's see here. Lisa Lytle, I think is her name. Lisa is how you pronounce it. So climber Lisa says, made a declaration yesterday with the immense encouragement of my pro mentor in the UK to jump back in as an artist and songwriter. Up to now, I was just focused on songwriting for others. Have to admit, I'm a bit uncomfortable writing this and sharing right now. So there it is, a public declaration. Yikes. So started writing two songs to produce for myself as the artist I am. Let's see where this new adventure might lead. So
good for you.
There you go. Lisa, good luck and keep on climbing. And let's see here. What's another good one? This is one.
Lisa, be a student of the game. Be a student of the game.
Exactly. Yep. And a similar one we have here. Let me scroll to find it here because there's so many wins. All right. Sunday Joe Graham, climber, says, got the master back to my first single. I'm doing it afraid. So her and Lisa are kind of in the same boat. Doing it afraid. No turning back now. Photo shoot scheduled for next week to get the single cover done. Got a hold for Bluegrass Cut and got the green light to start a Branson/Springfield, Missouri NSAI chapter. So... Oh. Sunday Joe, it's making like stuff
she
happen.
I feel like she could run a country or something, man. She's got a lot of pies going on. A lot of balls in the air. I love it.
Yes.
Good for you, Sunday Joe.
Congrats to both of y'all, Lisa and Sunday Joe, and keep on climbing.
There you go. All right. So join the climbing community. Make sure you follow the podcast or subscribe to it and tell a friend about it, guys. That's what's really important. Let's get to it.
Also on YouTube. So the Climb Show Music Business Podcast.
That's right.
You don't have to put the dots in between all the CLIMB. On YouTube, just look for The Climb Show, and you'll find it.
That's right.
And you can subscribe, and that'd be nice. And you can, eventually be able to see our faces.
You might have to put the dots in.
I don't think you do. I looked it up. I did a search for it. Yeah. Yeah. I did a search for it.
Okay.
So, So there we go.
So hopefully they'll be done soon if they're not done already. I know this comes out on February 7th, but this is a massive undertaking for my intern because there's so much involved with downloading it, and they got to sync it if it's 40 minutes or an hour long to. The first couple hundred episodes don't have video on them, so they got to sync it to a graphic and then upload it, and which means that you got to sync a 40-minute video essentially to one graphic and then render it, right? And then upload it and put all the metadata in. And and do all that crap. So I'm not sure how fast that's going to go because we have so many. We got over 500 episodes total with the pullout episodes and everything. So we're, you know, we've started from the beginning and we're working our way up. So hopefully, but I think what was it? The last maybe 100 episodes or 150 episodes are probably got videos on them.
Probably something like that. Yeah. So the, just funny. So I just did a search in YouTube for The Climb, no dots, you know, The Climb Brent. I thought between those two things, it'll show up. And it did. It was second. It was right below this guy who apparently on his wood flute, did a cover of The Climb, and his name is Brent Adams.
Oh.
So you'll find The Climb on wood flute by a guy named Brent, but you'll also find
he's a wood flute god. Like,
you know, Brent so is. Apparently he's legit, but I hope we better blow past him. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, right.
All right. So
getting beat up by the wood flute.
I know. Hey, covering The Climb. What are the odds? So, all right. Let's dive into resolutions versus processes. And I think processes are superior to resolutions. First, why don't our resolutions work very well? So let's say in the context of New Year's resolutions, I think a couple of reasons for that. First, maybe they're too lofty and unrealistic, right? I'm going to play guitar for an hour every day this whole year. How long is that going to last, right? Do you get a cold or a
date? If you have to tell yourself that you're going to play guitar every day, then it's not going to last.
Well, then, right.
I don't understand that one. Cause like for me, it was like, okay, I play guitar for 5 hours every day and I couldn't stop because
right.
I was
yeah.
just obsessed with it. You know?
Right. But you know, we get these goals that are pretty lofty. I'm going to lose 85 pounds before my beach trip in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, right. You know, we just set these big lofty things. Like I'm going to work on my novel for, you know, 5 hours a day until I knock it or whatever it is. Like we set unrealistic goals, resolutions. So maybe they're too underwhelming. You know, we make them in a fit of ambition. And then I was drunk on ambition and now it's just a burden and a cage I can't get out of. And so you resent your resolution. Mm. It's a resentolution. So
resentolution.
The other thing is, I think a lot of times resolutions make us feel like failures. They kind of set us up for success. Like, oh man, I was going to do Songwriting Pros Creative Kickstarter in our private Facebook group for members only every single day. And I've already missed a day. Well, there's no way I can meet that goal now. I was going to do it every day. I missed a day. It's over, right? Mm-hmm. And along with that comes shame. No, I didn't keep my resolution, right? How many of us have resolution shame?
Yep.
Res shame lution. No. Anyway, so, or the, that was a stretch. I know. Just like, let's go for it. It's going
to
suck.
You got to be willing to swing for the,
that's part
swing
of the joke.
The, swing for the rafters, man. Yeah. I mean,
that you got to be
that's what I love about you.
I'm just continue it through.
Everyone's Nine times out of 10, you hit it. Right, you hit it.
Exactly. You get good puns by having a lot of bad puns. So, so they can be unrealistic. They can be overwhelming. They can set us up to feel like failures, or the steps to achieve our resolution are too vague. Like I'm going to get a cut this year. That's my resolution. I'm going to get a cut this year. Well, like how?
Yeah.
If the steps are vague, your actions are going to be vague and so are your results. So that's why I prefer processes over resolutions. So instead of a New Year's resolution, let's set up some New Year's processes. And so here's some of the reasons why I prefer processes. And I'll get into some of mine later as kind of an example so you can wrap your head around it. Processes provide clarity. Processes by nature are a step or a series of steps, right? It's a process. To trust a process, you actually have to have a process, right? It's not just a goal, it's steps toward a goal. So there's clarity for that. And for me, the process is designed to get me to the big goal that I have. So I know that my work, what my work is for the day, I work the process. So it's like a daily, what am I doing today? I'm working the process. I got a process. These are the steps I'm working toward it, right?
Right.
So, okay. So like a goal of mine is to get cuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. How do I get cuts today? I don't know. How do I get cuts today? I don't
get in the rooms 6 months ago.
You know, well, I'm not on the books with Kenny Chesney today or Shane McAnally today. Who call Chesney? I don't know. I don't have his number, you know, but if I have a process, like I know today's action is smaller and achievable. Like I'm going to do my personal song title challenge today, or I'm going to schedule a demo session today, or I'm going to pitch a song somewhere, anywhere today. These are the steps, you know, it's a lot of my processes are rap, you know, write, record, access, and pitch. And I track them and I mark them every day. And I'm taking steps toward my goal. And what's happening? I'm getting cuts, right? The goal, yes. If my resolution is just achieve the goal, but I don't have all the stuff that leads up to it, it's so overwhelming. It's amorphous and it's vague and I don't know what to do. The other thing is that processes provide constant success, not failure, not this looming failure, right? Mm-hmm. They provide constant success. So I've told you about my habit tracker and I've got my James Clear habit tracker thing here. So mm-hmm. I track my process, not necessarily my progress, okay? But that process leads to progress. Every day that I get to mark that I've done my habit, whether it's the write habit, the record habit, the access habit, the pitch habit, the song title habit, or whatever these things I have, it's a success that day.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if I missed the day before, I'm a success today. I did what I'm supposed to do today and I can feel good about that. Mm-hmm. Or if I miss my habit today for whatever reason, I can get back on the horse and be a success tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's not like I failed.
Right.
I didn't meet my resolution. You know, I was supposed to be this weight today. I didn't get it. Fail, whatever it is. Or I was supposed to do this many days in a row of exercising and it was just rainy and cold today and I hurt my back and I didn't. And now my resolution's done. No, I can be a success any day, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing because like when I mark those things off, it feels good. It feels like a win.
Yep. The dopamine hit too.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, oh, I want that. I want to mark that off. Also, processes let the results take care of themselves. So instead of having a resolution that I'm going to write 100 songs this year, I don't have goals like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go about my process of writing every day. And if I keep doing the process, the numbers are going to take care of themselves. And if I have a goal of writing 100 songs this year and I get to the point where I realize I'm not going to reach that goal for whatever reason, it kind of makes me want to quit. You know, you ever get that thing mm-hmm. of like, oh man, I'm not going to reach this goal. I'm not going to be, you know, down 20 pounds by my high school reunion. Screw it. Let's go have a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
You know, no, the process is what am I doing today to get a win today? And then the
it creates consistency. Like you're creating consistency on the granular level. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, a house is built of bricks, right? So mm-hmm. it's like one little brick at a time, one more brick in a wall.
Yeah.
And if you're consistent with it, you build it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I heard this Will Smith quote from his autobiography or whatever called Will, that when he was in high school or something, he and his brother, his dad had a business or whatever. There's a wall that needed to be rebuilt. And so he and his brother like were pouring the foundation and every day after school they'd go and they were like making the bricks or something. I don't know. I heard the secondhand, but doing all this stuff. And they were just discouraged because it felt like it was taking forever because it was like a big wall or something they had to put up. Uh-huh. And the dad heard him griping and whining about it. It was like, no, your job is not to build that wall. Your job is to lay the next brick.
Yeah.
You do that, the wall will take care of itself.
Yeah.
And so if you can feel like, you know, if I'm looking at the wall, I feel like a failure at the end of the day because it's just like, dadgum, the wall's not done yet.
It's too big of a, yeah, you get it's overwhelmed because it's like, you can't eat the elephant. You have to eat it one bite at a time.
Exactly.
You can't just swallow it.
Exactly. But if I go, boom, just laid a brick, that's a win. Boom, laid a brick, I'm winning. Boom, laid a brick, I'm winning. It's a different mindset. Yep. So the results kind of take care of themselves. But a process, like, so if I have a goal of writing 100 songs, I get to the point I'm not going to reach it, kind of makes me want to quit because I can't win. But a process means that I only lose if I quit. Like, it's not about numbers in a row. I mean, you do want to have numbers in a row, right? Or numbers at the end of the year, because I'd look forward to looking back on this year and going, wow, look at all those marks I made, you know, with this. Mm-hmm. But it's about working the process today. And that's usually fairly within my control. And for the days when it's not in my control, well, there's always tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you figure out what your process should be? First, you got to figure out what your BHAG is. You know what a BHAG is, Johnny?
No.
It's a big, hairy, audacious goal.
Okay.
Okay. First heard that when I was in grad school for my master's in business administration. He's like, you got to have a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. You might have another word for audacious that also starts with A, but it's a family show. So big, hairy, audacious goal. So you want to be a hit songwriter? You want to be a superstar artist? Do you want to just book your band out for the next year? Whatever it is, be honest with yourself and write it down with clarity. Like, here's my goal. Mm-hmm. So next, you want to figure out what needs to happen to get you there. For me, my goal is to feed my family and strangers and to give generously to kingdom work with music. All right. So for that, I need income so I can have outflow, right? If I want to give, that means I got to have something to give.
Right.
So which means, how do I get money? So I got to have cuts, hits, song placements. Okay. How do I get those? Well, that's where RAP comes in, which I mentioned earlier, which is an acronym, a backstronym, W-R-A-P, write, record, access, pitch. So I need to fill my song funnel at the top, and I also need to fill my relationship funnel, you know, my know, like, and trust funnel. I got to fill these two funnels up to keep working the songs through there. So I track the days I do my daily song title habit. I track the days that I write, which might be my personal song title challenge, or it might be a co-write or rewriting, right? Or brainstorming, pre-writing for something. Mm-hmm. I record the days I hit my access benchmark, which I have metrics for that. So I can tell honestly if I marked it or not. And I can track the days I pitch or do an artist co-write, you know, so write, record, access, and pitch. So record, I'm not going to be going in the studio every day and I don't need to do a demo every day. But for me, the record is moving the song through the funnel. Like if it's, you know, we have a song started, but we need to finish it. Well, reaching out to my co-writer about what's that day we're going to book that to finish this song. That's, for me, it falls under record. It's moving that through the process or deciding, hey, do we want to demo this or not? Okay, we need to book the demo studio or we need to hire a guy. All that is working through record. And sometimes you work it through just by deciding, nah, it's not worth it. We don't need to do this. That's a win too. Not wasting money is a win too, and allow you time and margin to focus on the ones that hopefully will be the winners.
Yeah.
So I mark all that stuff. Now, do I write every single day? No. Do I pitch every single day? No. But since both those are part of my process and I track them every day, they either get a mark every day or they don't, they remain top of mind. And so there have been days that the only reason I got my daily song title challenge in is because I wanted to mark right on that page. I didn't have a co-write that day, but man, it's getting toward the end of my workday. I got to bust out something and work on a song real quick because I want to get that mark for the day because that mark is never going to go in if it doesn't go today.
Yep.
Right? So it motivates me and then I can go, whew, sweet, I did it.
Get that win.
Yeah, same thing with the daily song title habit is that, oh, I got to come up with the title today.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's kind of easy not to. And that's filling the top of that funnel, right? So I have all these song titles. Now I have fodder for the song title challenge, which means I have more stuff to bring into co-writes. And through the access and other stuff, I'm booking co-writes consistently and moving stuff through the process. I'm just trusting the process and going through. And because I'm doing it on more of a granular level, stuff doesn't fall through the cracks as much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trusting the process. Okay, I need to reach out to this artist. We need to get a co-write here. We got this coming up here. We got this coming up here. And we'll see what happens. But I have an artist that I threw a title at him, and partly because I'm through my access stuff, just making sure to stay in touch or whatever. And we got kind of on a joke thread, and I threw this title at him that like was half joking, but half like, this might work for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on it. He's like, oh, I want to cut and put that out. Like, we got to do this.
Nice.
On a title. It's like a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
On it's like a Christmas thing, and he wants to do this thing for next Christmas. And he's like, okay, yeah, let's do this. I want to write that and put that out. I'm like,
which is coming up in the entertainment world. I mean, we do Christmas in July. That's right, when we're recording everything.
So we're going to be working on that next week. Or already have, hopefully, by the time y'all hear this. But that's part of just because I'm maintaining relationships and I'm keeping that kind of stuff top of mind, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's just the process. It's just the process. And then that stuff pops out the other side. So here's another thing. I've clarified my reason for each part of the process. I know, like, clearly in my mind, why writing, recording, accessing, and pitching are vitally important for my career. So bottom line, I do trust the process. Like, it's important for me to trust the process. And this is a big part of it. So I have it. I'm looking at my desk here to see. I have a lot of papers on my desk currently to see if I have that super handy and I can read y'all one or two of them. If I do, let's see. It might be on the other side of my desk. I got too many papers on my desk. That needs to be a habit. Just clean my freaking desk off. So, okay, I found it. So I wrote it out. Like, why are these write, record, access, pitch? Why are these important? Why is the song title challenge important? Why are these things important? So I can trust the process. I know what the point is. Okay, so by working on write every day, I will stay strong and sharp as a writer. I will always have an abundance of valuable song starts that I can confidently bring into every co-write. I will greatly increase my value as a co-writer building better word of mouth, and generating more opportunities for myself and my song. I will write better songs that will have a better chance of getting cut. That's why I work on write every day, or almost every day. Mm-hmm. That's why it's on the list to do.
Yeah.
And I track it every day. Okay.
I love that.
Yeah. Why is access?
It's like a personal constitution.
It is. Like, this is why I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. This is why this matters, to do it every day. This is what this will lead to. Access, by working on access every day. And so for me, that's the know, like, and trust funnel, like working on building and maintaining good relationships in the business. Mm-hmm. By working on access every day, I will enjoy a strong and wide network of relationships in the business, resulting in an abundance of opportunities for myself and my songs. That's why I do that, because it gives me opportunity and access. There we go. And better chance my songs get cut. So all that moves, and I have other stuff for, you know, personal things as well, and some of that, but that's why I do that, right? That helps me get focused, and so that's my process, and I track it, and it's moving us forward. So I hope you'll take time to build a process and track a process. That's so important, to go, okay, what is my process going to be that I'm going to track, right? Yep. I mean, that's really what's your BHAG, what's your big, hairy, audacious goal? Uh-huh. What steps do I believe will move me in that process that I can do kind of on, you know, maybe major benchmarks, and you just keep breaking it down. What's going to help me get there? What's going to help me get there? And then you come up with something that you can work on daily, or at least weekly, that you can track, that you trust will go, if I keep doing this, this is what's going to lead to the result that I want. Mm-hmm. And then you get a win every day.
Yeah.
And that's why I think processes are better than resolutions. And that's my Reza conclusion.
Yeah. It's just it creates the feeling of forward progress too. It creates momentum. Mm-hmm. As opposed to being overwhelmed by the end result. Like, we got all that way to go. It feels good. Like, mm-hmm. So I was talking, I can't remember who I was talking with about this the other day, but if there's a road that I can take to get from point A to point B, mm-hmm. like literally driving my car, right?
Yeah.
And I can get there in a half an hour, but I'm stuck in traffic the whole way, mm-hmm. versus another road that I can take to get to the same place that takes me 45 minutes, but I'm driving the whole way, I'll take the other road.
I used the same analogy with somebody the other day. I was like, I'll take the road. I'll take the longer trip because I'm moving.
Yeah, because it just feels like you have more momentum. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. You know what I mean?
But the irony is, this actually gets you there faster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So you don't feel like you're sitting still. You actually get where you're going. Or at least you have a much better chance, you know?
No, but even if it takes longer, as long as I feel like I'm right. Getting somewhere, as opposed to sitting in traffic and mm-hmm. being in gridlock and just like getting frustrated, it's like, at least here, everything's moving better, you know? Right. And when that works too, there's an old saying that's, you know, if you want something done, give it to a busy man. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Because when you start firing on those pistons and it starts working, right? There's your brain's working better.
There's that momentum.
Yeah, you've got momentum. You're scheduling your time better. Mm-hmm. You're not going down rabbit holes and getting lost. And that is just that personal momentum. It manifests into real momentum. Mm-hmm. You know, it really freaking does, man. That's just the long and the short of it.
Yep. So it's, you know, it's pretty simple, but it takes the thought on the front end to go, what's my big, hairy, audacious goal, honestly? Like, what do you really want? And what are the benchmarks you think are going to, the process you think are going to help you get there? For me, it's WRAP, W-R-A-P, write, record, access, pitch. And I break that down to stuff I can measure and I can manage and I can do it every day. And I think if you do that, you're going to see progress in your career, in your songwriting journey. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be way more fun than just a resolution. You're like, yeah, I broke another one. It's February. I'm already done, right? Yep. That's not going to do you any good. But thing is, if you miss a day, you can't break it unless you just totally stop it. Mm-hmm. It encourages you to get back up on that horse. So
that's right. You know, one other mm-hmm. thing too, that just dawned on me, like a nuance of this is because I just did it myself. But when you have that process and you have a very clear understanding of the big goal that you want, mm-hmm. and you're doing all these things every single day that are creating momentum to get towards that goal, right? But you're creating these little wins. Mm-hmm. When there's a flaw, when there's a monkey wrench in the system, right? Mm-hmm. Not only are you able to recognize that, but you're able to identify it and then either fix it right away or identify somebody else that can help you fix it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, who do you need proximity to fix this specific part of the process that's wrong?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then go find it, or go get this book, or, you know, go watch this YouTube video, or in my case, like setting up a dinner with a manager that I want to talk to, who I have a lot mm-hmm. of respect for, that did a lot of really amazing things with an artist. I want to know what he did, you know? Cool. And I'm like, hey man, I'll trade you a steak for a brain dump, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, let's go out.
Yeah. I'll trade you a steak for some sizzle. Come on.
Yeah, come on. You know? Yeah. And but there's a couple very specific things that I want to ask him. And if I'm not grinding like in the, you know, in the minutia of it, mm-hmm. I can't even identify that I need that help right there. And nor can I identify who would be the one to help me.
Yeah.
Or who might be, he hasn't said yes yet. Maybe he's like, nah, beat it, kid. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but then I'll try the next person down the line, you mm-hmm. know, but there's information that I'm seeking on a very, you know, minutia part of the process. Right. Mm-hmm. And there it is. So.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's something that with Songwriting Pro that I work to help you along that process. Like we have a monthly or a weekly email called the Process, Songwriting Pro, P-R-O-C-E-S, the process. Yes, like I'm British. But it's like every month we take a deep dive into some area of the business that you need to learn and at least have a working knowledge of to be successful. So part of your process, you know, if it's education, bam, we got that every week. We send you a resource for the first 3 weeks of the month going, here's an interview we did with so-and-so. Here's a resource about this. And so like this month, well, that we're recording this January is Money Matters. So we have an interview with from a Know the Pro that we did with Wendy Crosby, who's a publishing administrator and royalty and licensing. We're diving into that stuff. How does that stuff work? Mm-hmm. Another thing, I send you a thing on the MLC going here's they collect money for you. And here's another thing on this. And then at the fourth week, we send out a challenge like, okay, here's where to put it together and put it into action. Take a step forward. Right. So we do that every month at Songwriting Pro. Another thing we do with your process is we have daily creative Kickstarters in our private Facebook group. Mm-hmm. So every day there's some sort of creative Kickstarter. So if you have like, yeah, I want to write every day, but this blank page is just a bully, right? And I just don't know what to do. And yep. I spend half my time trying to think about what I want to write down. So then I don't. We make it easy for you. It's like, here's a word, here's a phrase, here's some Kickstart. Go drops like every day, like 7 a.m. Central time. Mm-hmm. And there are people doing that. Right. And there are people doing it. And you can comment if you want to share, you can do it offline and not share it either way. I don't care. It's for you. And so we tee you up to get that win. Sunday, Joe Graham, speaking of which the win from today, she started kind of a challenge for herself, like 40 days of song titles. Like I'm going to do a song title every day for 40 days. Mm-hmm. And she'd emailed me about that, about being accountability or whatever. I'm like, let's just make it a thing in the private Facebook group. So I made a logo called On the Hook, you know, like you're on the hook. And so she's been posting that every day. So, you know, that's encouraged me to get to my title earlier in the day because she'll post it like at 7 a.m. And I don't like that sitting there and I haven't been able to mark off done yet. But other... I got to do it sooner rather than later. And other people are in there too going, this is great. I've came up with the hook today or came up with the title today too. And you're just part of that process of moving stuff through that song funnel.
On the hook. I love that.
So that stuff we have going on at songwritingpro.com is part of just trying to help you work that process to get the results that you want. But also I have something else that's fun. It's a free ebook. It's called 6 Simple Ways to Make Your Songs More Commercial. And you can get that at 6 simpleways.songwritingpro.com. You just tell me where to send it. I email it out to you. It's a PDF download. We also may have an audio version of it, which is fun too. If you're more of an audio learner, send that to you as well. And that's at 6 simpleways.songwritingpro.com. My gift to you.
Yeah, and the link's in the show notes too.
So. Excellent. Yes, they're in the show notes. So that's what I got.
There we go. I love it, man. Well, hey, that brings us to the end of another Killer Climb episode. Make sure you tell a friend about it. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.